This week's parsha is Parshas Noach. In Parshas Noach, of course, we have the famous biblical narrative of the deluge, the flood that inundated the world, that destroyed all of humanity, all of animal life. The earth itself was flooded, and only Noach and his wife Naama, their three sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the three daughters-in-law were saved, along with many animals. And after the flood, God promised through the sign of the Keshas that the world would never be ultimately totally destroyed again with the flood, and Noach was to rebuild and restart the world. Fascinating parsha with much to learn. Just like last week, we had a Dvar Torah, actually 2 weeks ago, Vizos HaBracha, on the first pasuk of the parsha. So too today, I would like to share with you a Dvar Torah on the first pasuk of Parshas Noach. So the parsha begins in Perek Vav, pasuk Tes. Elo toldos Noach, these are the offspring of Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorasav. Noach was a righteous man, he was pure in his generation. As Elokim hishalech Noach. Noach walked with God. The second pasuk Yod, Vayolad Noach shlosh abanim, and Noach gave birth to three sons, Es Shem, Es Ham, ve Es Yafes. His sons were Shem and Ham and Yafes. So why does it start with these are the offspring of Noach? And then it tells me all these compliments about Noach. He was an Ish, which in the Bible is a complimentary term. It doesn't just mean he was a male. We know from the Miraglim in Perek Yud Gimel of Bamidbar, Kulam Anashim, they were important, they were prominent. So Noach is his name, Ish is prominence, he is a tzaddik, he's righteous, he is tamim, he is pure in his generation. Furthermore, he walks with God. So why do you introduce that with Ela told us Noach? You want to give me compliments about Noach? So you should say Noach is an Ish, tzaddik, tamim, hayabadora. So if Esolukim is halik Noach, and then Pasuk B should be Ela told us Noach, vayela Noach, shlosh abanim, eshem, escham, ves, yafes. The opening words of the parasha, Ela told us Noach, don't seem to fit because you don't list his progeny. You tell me what a wonderful person he is. So this is a very famous kasha, and Rashi addresses it. Rashi says, what does this mean? This comes to teach you that the main offspring of a person is, of a righteous person, I should say, is their ma'isim tovim, their good deeds. Rashi is quoting both Medrash Tanchuma and Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, who teach us this. So why does it say, Elo todos Noach, these are the offspring of Noach, and then list all these complementary terms? Because Chazal teach us, she'ikor Todosem shel tzadikim, the main offspring of a person who is a righteous man, ma'isim tovim, are their good deeds. So actually, then it makes sense. These are the offspring of Noach. And let me tell you why he was a wonderful person. Because he was an ish, because he was a tzaddik, because he was tamim, because he walked with God. And then subsequently, you're told, and he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafes. So I now quote from a sefer called Welcome to Our Table by Rabbi Ari Wasserman. And Rabbi Ari Wasserman writes as follows, the Torah is never redundant. Why does it add the apparently superfluous words, these are the generations of Noach? And then it tells you Noach had three sons in the very next pasuk. So Rabbi Wasserman quotes the Medrash, which Rashi quotes, the word toldos refers not to his biological children, but rather to a different aspect of his legacy. And that is his ma'isim tovim, his good deeds. Rashi says even more, says Rabbi Wasserman, a tzaddik's righteous deeds are, in fact, his most important toldos. That's why it says these are the toldos, the offspring of Noach, immediately followed by he was a righteous man, he was pure in his generation. Noach's personal piety, Rabbi Wasserman quotes the Sifsei Chachamim, Noach's personal piety, quote, was even more significant than the children he left behind. How can we understand this? Are a person's good deeds really more significant than the children that they leave behind? What about a person who does not merit to have children, whether they were unable to with their spouse or whether they never got married? So now we're learning that a person who has good deeds has even greater significance in his toldos than the biological children he leaves behind. Why is this so? Rabbi Wasserman quotes a beautiful answer from the Maharal. The Maharal explains as follows. Parents can only bring children into the world with the aid of Hashem. We know that the Gemara tells us there are three partners in the creation of a child, the father, the mother, and the Ribono Shel Olam. And so Hashem is the indispensable third partner. And it is God who plays the major role in the conception of the child and the birth of that child, the major role. However, good deeds, ma'isim tovim, are different. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz meyira shamayim. Our good deeds, our ma'isim tovim, are the product of our personal efforts, making them all the more so our own. So why is it ikur todoseim shel tzadikim ma'isim tovim? When it comes to biological children, it's really up to the Ribbono Shel Olam whether a person will have or not have children, chas v'sham, whether that person will have only boys or only girls, whether a person will have one or two or six or 11, it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even the personality of the child, the path in life that the child chooses, sometimes despite our best efforts, it's not necessarily the path we have chosen or the path we want. Because a person can only do their hishtadlus, and the actual product of the child is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when it comes to ma'isim tovim, no one could say it's not in my hands. No one could say if it's up to me and without you, that doesn't make sense. Let's say this. No one can say it's out of my hands. A person has full control over their actions, over their deeds. And we can choose ma'isim ra, im chas v'sham, or we can choose ma'isim tovim. And therefore, ikur todoseim shel tzadikim, ma'isim tovim. Because there's no third partner. It's up to us with our bechira chafshis to choose properly and choose appropriately. And therefore, Elo told us Noach, what was in Noach's hands? That he was an ish, that he was a tzaddik, that he was tamim haya b'dor hashav, that he walked with God. Shame, Cham, and Yafes. Ultimately, shame, Avraham Avinu, stuck to the path of Torah. Cham, unfortunately, became cursed. That wasn't entirely in Noach's hands. A person can only do their best efforts when it comes to their biological progeny. When it comes to my midos tovos, that's up to me. Rabbi, what a powerful, powerful teaching. Rabbi Wasserman then quotes a slightly humorous vignette with a lesson. Dr. Williams devoted his life to providing medical treatment to the underprivileged, free of charge. His home and practice were conveniently located over a liquor store in a poor neighborhood. Instead of the conventional doctor sign, a simple sign in front of the store read, Dr. Williams is upstairs. After years of volunteering his services to the needy, Dr. Williams died, and when he did, he was penniless. He had no family. Friends and grateful parents chipped in to cover the costs of burial. Unfortunately, a tombstone was beyond their means. It appeared that this dedicated man, who did so much for others, would be buried in an unmarked grave. And so someone came up with the perfect solution. They took the stein from the liquor store. They nailed it to a post over the grave. And now that makeshift tombstone read, Dr. Williams is upstairs. Says Rabbi Ari Wasserman, it is said that your deeds are your monument. We will be remembered primarily for our actions. Noah's good deeds were a beautiful eternal monument for this righteous man. Dr. Williams is upstairs was his testament. Dr. Williams merits the next world. Dr. Williams left so much ma'isim tovim that you should know where he is. Kaviyachol, seeking life in the eternal world in Olam Haba. What a lesson for all of us. Ikur todoseim shel tzadikim ma'isim tovim. And that's how Noach was remembered. Says Rabbi Wasserman, given a choice, what kind of deeds would you want to serve as your own life's monument? And think about why this is so. So yes, Shem, Cham, and Yafes are important, and they help feed the animals in the Teva, and they helped repopulate the world, and Shem is the great-grandfather of Avraham Avinu, but a person is remembered for how they made others feel, for things that they said to others, for the time that they dedicated to the community, for the way they interacted with others. That will be the greatest monument to a person who leads a truly successful life. And so Elo told us, Noach, you want to know what the true offspring of Noach are? That he was an ish, he was a tzaddik, he was tamim b'dor rasov, and he walked with God. And it's something for all of us to think about. In Noach's time, the whole world was destroyed. And yet, because of those todoseihem, because he was righteous, God said, ki ozcha ra'isi tzaddik lefanai b'dor hahu. Because you're that good person, you deserve to be saved. Dr. Williams is upstairs. A true life lesson and a Musar Haskel that we should have the humility and the courage to implement in our own lives. I thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.